This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
How about cruise ships? I mean, that's something we hear about, you know, every now and then. It's like, oh, so-and-so got pushed off the balcony, or did they? The Keith Morrison voice, or did they? How often do we see things like this happen on cruise ships in terms of homicides, whether it's going overboard or something else in the room? Because a lot of times you think of big, happy. I still think of Kathy Lee Gifford on the Fun Ship for the 1990s Carnival commercials.
And I get the reference.
Yeah. Both, five people did.
Five. Frank got it.
Yes, also, Frank got it.
Yeah. The answer is a lot. I mean, it happens a lot. Really? A lot of what happens on cruise ships does not get classified as homicide, right? Because what cruise ships don't want is to be, you know, welcome to your death party at sea. You know, that's just not the brand for. And the cruise ships operate in international waters. And so often it becomes complicated as to who has jurisdiction. And often, you know, things that are homicide are called an accident, or they slipped. You know, they slipped off the thing, or the deck, or they fell out the window or off the balcony. But it does happen a lot. It could be almost its own spin-off show, to be honest.
Really?
And some of the times when people do get caught, it's so incredible how confident they are that they're going to be able to tell these crazy lies. Like one guy, we're doing a case where he's like, oh, my fiance, she was just jogging and there was a crazy wind that came up at sea and just blew her off the deck. And, you know, immediately the guys investigating from the cruise line are like, really? There was a wind? Because we actually, you know, we have all of the wind data for that. There was no wind at all.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. And like, do you know how strong the wind would have to be to blow your fiance off the ship? And, you know, also, there's bloody handprints over there, you know, so it's like, you know, cruise ships are definitely a place where people try to do this stuff.
How? Sure. I'm trying to picture this. I mean, the logistic, like the crime takes place. I guess it depends if like somebody's dead in the room or if they're off the side of the boat. But everybody else is doing their vacation. They're not paying attention to somebody that just got murdered. Nor do you ever think of a cruise with like a huge police presence or anything like that on it. So when these things happen on a cruise ship, I guess it probably depends on exactly what took place, but how often do the other guests of the ship, are they aware that there's anything awry?
Not usually. Typically what they'll do is they'll take the body and they'll put it in the freezer. They do have freezer morgues on all big cruise ships. And then they'll have the authorities come deal with it. You know, someone might notice something's going on, but you know, we saw one case where the guy killed his wife and goes to the casino and just keeps hanging out. And so like he went on with his vacation, right? One gruesome one, man. We haven't decided whether we're covering this one on the show, but I will tell you, like, one where the guests definitely noticed was a guy on the cruise ship was, I don't know how graphic you like to be on it.
Oh, definitely.
the guy was a cruise ship employee and was fixing an elevator and something malfunctioned. And the guests were, like, on their way to dinner and just, like, noticed, like, shining level sheets of blood coming down the elevator doors.
Oh, God.
And that one everybody was aware of because it was really gruesome. That was more of an accident than a
sure. Sure. I mean, when something like that happens, are there situations ever? I mean, you're on a floating city, basically. Are there situations where, you know, a murder happens, they find a body and they don't know who the culprit is, who the killer is? Essentially, you kind of have a giant game of Clue going on that boat.
We've not seen that. Honestly, typically it's either someone saying, I can't find my spouse, friend, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they figure out they're probably overboard. Or it's pretty obvious because the person is murdered, like in the.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's no forced entry. I mean, you know, it's so we haven't seen any cases. That sounds like a great movie, though.
It does, like, doesn't it?
Honestly, like a 3,000-person ship on lockdown while the French detectives come and like invest. I don't know why they're French.
I'm gonna write a treatment for it really fast.
I love it. Like, nobody's getting off this ship until we find out who murdered Dr. Marx.
Exactly. You know? It's Clue on a ship, basically. I mean, and that's what I wonder about with something like that. I mean, it seems like that could happen. You almost answered one of my questions. How often is it that the murder takes place on the Slaycation where the murderer or the surviving members or member just continues on with the vacation and doesn't really kind of let it ruin their fun?
Yeah. So it depends on this type of Slaycation, right? If it's a Slaycation where you've arranged an accident, you don't want to continue on your fun because you have to report the accident, try and make it look like an accident, and then mourn and be sad and all of that. In the case where you're trying to make someone sort of disappear, people will just keep on going, you know, they'll just pretend it didn't happen. Or if you're trying to distance yourself from it. But more often than not, we see people who try to make it look like an accident, and people are really bad at hiding murders in general. Like, they don't usually look like accidents as much as they think they would.
Is there ever a trend that you see in this where it's like, oh, this seems to be something that humans think they'll get away with? I mean, obviously not just murder, but murder in this fashion on vacation, what could possibly go wrong? That really, if you take a step back or maybe watch an episode of Dateline or two, you go, yeah, you're going to get caught for that really, really fast, but people seem to think that they're going to be immune to it.
Yeah. Honestly, I think if you listen to 3 or 4 episodes of Slaycation, if you were thinking of killing someone on vacation, you'll probably change your mind because you'll see how easy it is. Like, Slaycations are not this, like, people think it's this easy. I mean, murder could ever be called easy. They think they're going to get away with it because it's easy. The person's vulnerable. They're relaxed. They can make it look like an accident, and it just doesn't work. The authorities are very suspicious. The one thing, a lot of these people do it for money. You know, there's an insurance policy or a house or something. It's so clear. It's like a spotlight when that's the case. As much as people think they can hide their financial motive, it's so obvious. Even when they're very, sometimes they're very clever and they get caught. So, that is definitely a trend. People think, oh, I'm going to get away with this, and they don't.
That's not surprising. They think they can get away with it at home. I'm not surprised they feel the same way when it comes to being on vacation.
The other side of that coin is there are quite a few cases we've looked at where we really go deep into them where it was considered a murder, but it's actually questionable. Like, maybe it was an accident. And so we actually make a point of looking at some of those because there are people who we think and other people think have been incorrectly accused of murder or forced to plead a murder when it actually either was literally an accident or maybe it was, something careless, right?
But
not an intent. So there is quite a few of those cases as well.
Here's an interesting one, and I'm running through my mind of I have several trips planned later this year. I'm not planning on murdering anyone, but I'm thinking of all the things that you have to do when you go on like an excursion, where it's not necessarily murder, but someone could die, where it's like, sign your waiver. We're not responsible for anything. And in some of the excursions you go on outside of the U.S. Are maybe things that wouldn't necessarily be deemed safe in the United States or in some other countries, depending on what they have going on. How often does that end up being the case where people go on their excursion? Maybe it's something looks a little risky, but you got the waiver. What could possibly go wrong where that ends up being the demise? Is that a common thread in this?
You mean demise, like someone makes a point of making sure they're demised?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would. Well, I guess both. But my thought was more so, hey, you know, you're going out to do the scooters in the ocean and, you drown. There's a leak in the thing. I did that this last summer in Hawaii, and I hated every moment of it. It looked really fun. I felt like I couldn't breathe. But others were just fine. But things like that, where the infrastructure or the actual excursion that you're going on goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of those, not as many as you would think. Like most of those operators, they're really incentivized to make sure you come back in one piece.
Sure.
So yeah, for obvious many obvious reasons, but we have seen a couple of those. But maybe we're not looking that hard for those kind of cases, but mm-hmm. we just haven't seen that many of those.
Yeah,
we have seen people who go on those excursions, you know, and try and figure out how do I make the rope break or the person slip, you know, but mm-hmm. More typically these slakeations are happening. Like someone takes their person that they're trying to murder somewhere secluded. Mm-hmm. They're not usually happening in a group. We did one. There's the third episode. Gabe and Tina Watson is about a couple that went scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef. And this is with not only they're in a giant group, there's many groups around them. I mean, this is like Tourist Central, and she ends up dying on the scuba trip. And so there was just tons of witnesses. There was lots more information in real time than there usually was. And this is an interesting case where he was accused of murder, both in Australia and in the United States. And it is an open question as to whether it was an accident or murder. But because there were so many people around, it was easy to sort of piece together. Oh, he must have done this. Then he did this, and yeah. he was over there. And he did this. And then you could also say, well, actually, no, these things had nothing to do with her death. So mm-hmm. That's very unusual. More typically, these are happening like in places where like even park rangers are like, I can't believe anybody could even hike there, you know, let mm-hmm. alone figure out how to kill someone in that spot. So we don't see a lot of these happening in groups.
Camping, national parks, state parks, things like that. I'm assuming a common place for these sort of things to take place or not?
Not camping, no, because wow. camping's a little too chill, I think, for the Slake Hay, you know?
Wow.
It's like, you know, it's hiking. It's hiking, climbing, anything with water is a big one. Anything okay. with water. Yeah, water's an easy one. People think they can get away with it. No, we haven't seen a lot of like, you know, let's hang out and have s'mores and
yeah, someone's dead at the end of the with a s'more stuck yeah. into their head or something. Yeah, but hey, also, it's 2024. Anything is possible.
Like goes in our cruise ship movie. You know,
exactly. That's how it ends. They're having s'mores on deck, and the ship sinks because it catches fire.
Yeah,
that's just it's a happy ending. You see the bow go down, s'mores float up to the top. The end. Credits.
We should be writing together. Now.
Jerry Colbert, thank you for joining us. Slakeation is the podcast. Do go and check it out, and then plan a vacation.
Not a slakeation.
No, a vacation.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.